The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.
Is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and with Dr. Katz. And now we're going to go to Kitchen Science, where this week Derek, Hugh Hunt, Nick and Christian, who are at Norwich School, are going to find out about the aerodynamics of a ping pong ball. Hello, Derek.
Hello there. Welcome to Norwich School. We're here this week to do some more fantastic science experiments, and this one can be done at home, so please listen out for all the different apparatus that you need. It's all very simple. With me, of course, is Hugh Hunt, who's kind of designed this experiment for us. So just quickly, what is it we're going to be doing today, Hugh?
Well, we're going to be levitating ping pong balls in midair.
In midair, there you go. It's going to be absolutely magical, so just wait for that. And believe me, you can do it at home too, so that's cool. Also, two volunteers from Norwich School who've come to help us, so I wonder if you could just quickly give me your names and what years you're in, please.
Hi, I'm Nick, and I'm in Year 8.
I'm Christian, I'm in Year 9.
OK, good. Nice to have you with us, guys. Now, quickly, we're going to do some excellent science here. So do you guys like science? What about you, Nick?
Yeah, I like science. I like seeing what different temperatures things will start to melt and burn at.
All right, OK. We might be seeing some of that. Who knows? OK. And also, Chris, what do you like about science?
I like the pretty bubbles that you make.
All right, OK. And, well, thank you very much. OK, we haven't got any bubbles this time, but some very pretty stuff, magical stuff coming up. OK, then, now, if you'd like to do this at home, then listen up, because this is the stuff that you need. Firstly, you need a ping pong ball. OK, so one of those kind of plastic balls. There you go. Hugh's got one there. That's absolutely fine. Also, a hairdryer, OK? Now, basically, to make this work a bit better, you can put a little bit of apparatus on it, which, Hugh, what exactly can you do to make this work a little bit better?
Well, it works best if the nozzle on your hairdryer is about the same size as a ping pong ball. If your hairdryer is quite wide, then you might want to stick a drinks bottle, cut a drinks bottle in half across its middle and stick it over the end so that the air comes out the neck of the drinks bottle. And if the neck of the drinks bottle is about the size of a ping pong ball, then that's ideal. It's like a funnel.
Absolutely. So you kind of, yeah, you're putting a funnel onto the hairdryer. Of course, do be careful about hairdryers being hot. We'd like them to be on as cool a heat as possible here as well. And don't keep plastic things on there too long because, you know, they can melt eventually. Now then, if you actually have an old school kind of vacuum cleaner which can be set to blow, then that will also work. But this can be done with a hairdryer perfectly well. And if you don't actually have any of those, you can even do it with a straw and, let's say, a smaller... Well, I think you can do it with a ping pong ball, but also with a Malteser works quite well as well. OK, so hopefully you've got some of those things. Now then, Hugh is ready to tell us what to do with these things. So how do we actually do this then?
OK, well, first thing is you get your hairdryer and you switch it on and you point it vertically upwards. And then you take the ping pong ball and you try to balance it in the airstream.
OK, right. And then you've got to see what happens. Now, of course, we've got Chris and Nick here who are going to be doing this experiment later in the show when we come back to Norwich School. But what do you think is going to happen? Because, I mean, this ping pong ball is very light and the hairdryer is pretty strong. So, Nick, what do you think is going to happen?
I think it will get blown in the air, but then it will fall off eventually.
OK. And what about you, Chris? What's going to happen?
I think it will be quite close to the airstream, but it will fall off eventually.
OK, all right, so both Nick and Chris think the ping pong ball is going to kind of get blown up in the air by the airstream, but it's not really going to stay there. OK, well, there we go, there's some predictions there. And we'd like you at home to try it to see if what they say is right or perhaps something else will happen. If you'd like to do it, then please get all those things together and do call us, because if you can get the right result, then you can win a prize. So the number is 08459 25 2000, and you can also email chris@thenakedscientist.com. And hopefully you've got all those things and can do that in the next half hour or so before we come back to Norwich School. So until then, we will be going back to studio. So until then, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Derek. So what is it that happens? So just in case you missed it, you need to turn on a cool hairdryer so the air is moving straight upwards, and then you put a ping pong ball on the top. Phone up and tell us what happens if you think you know the answer. Number's coming up in just a second. It is The Naked Science about how you repair a damaged nervous system, including a damaged eye. But we also asked you, can you tell us what happens if you take a hairdryer, point it at the air, put a ball in the airstream, and see what happens to it? What's the explanation? Well, Daniel's in Sittingbourne. He's had a go. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What did you discover?
When the hairdryer went, the ball went up about 3 inches.
Yeah.
And it started spinning.
But it stayed in the airstream, yes?
Stayed in the same.
Let's go back to Derek and see if you got it right. You stay on the line, Daniel, and we'll see if you're right.
Right.
Well done. Stay there. Derek, has he got it right?
Hello there. Welcome back to Norwich School. And I'm here with Hugh Hunt, who set up the experiment today, and also Chris and Nick, who are literally itching to do this experiment. Nick is actually holding the hairdryer, which is pointing upwards with the kind of bottle attachment on it. Chris is there with the ping pong ball ready. So basically, we're nearly ready to go. Hugh, why don't you just tell them what to do?
Well, Nick, you're holding the hairdryer, pointing it straight up. Hold it really vertical, really still. I'm going to switch it on, and then, Chris, you try and balance the ball in the airstream.
OK, and tell us what you see, Chris.
Oh, it's balancing perfectly, and it's bobbing up and down with the airstream.
OK, and kind of in what way is it moving in the airstream as well?
It's moving all over the place, really. It's wobbling slightly.
Yeah, it is kind of wobbling around, but Nick, I mean, I remember you guys were thinking that it would fall off. Does it look like it's going to fall off?
No, it looks like it's staying pretty stable, except going up and down.
OK, what do you reckon? You impressed?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. We've actually managed some magic here, some kind of levitation in midair of a ping pong ball, and it really is staying there. It's about, I don't know, between, it's bouncing up and down a little, but it's between, let's say, 6 and 10 inches above the nozzle that we've got. Now, the question is, of course, Hugh, why is this happening? Because it's not really what we expected. So what's going on here?
Well, it's an example of what is called the Coanda effect. And it's an effect that essentially means that air, when it flows anywhere near a surface, near a curved surface, would really much rather follow that curved surface and stick to it. Now, for example, if you were to take, let's say, a round milk bottle or a round tube, and if you blow over the top, hold the tube horizontally, and you blow over the top of the tube, what you'll find is if you put your hand sort of underneath the tube, you'll feel that the air has been deflected downwards. If you take the tube away, you'll just blow straight forwards. But if you blow around over the top, you'll feel the air deflected downwards. Now, perhaps Chris and Nick could have a go at that.
OK, so, Chris, what do you feel if your hand's below the bottle?
I can actually feel his breath. Wow.
OK, and if we remove it completely and Nick blows in exactly the same way?
No, I can't feel anything.
Yeah, so there we go. So Nick's breath actually goes horizontally when it's blown horizontally without the bottle there, but it actually the air quite likes to kind of follow the curve round of the bottle. OK, so I suppose that's what's happening with the ping pong ball.
Yes, well, now this is very important because if you imagine that the air is flowing upwards out of the hairdryer and it's flowing around the ping pong ball equally in all directions. Now, if the ping pong ball were to try and fall out of the flow and move to the left, then the air around the right of the ball will want to follow the ping pong ball around, and so the air will also tend to move to the left. Now, there's a very important law. It's called Newton's third law of motion, which says that every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
OK, and I think let's dwell on this for a moment because we've got a good way to explain this. So, Chris and Nick, we've got something that we can get you guys to do. Hugh, what should they do?
Well, I want Chris and Nick to face each other, OK? And I want you to stand on your heels. Now, Nick, I'd like you to give Chris a little push and see what happens.
OK, what kind of did you feel there when that happened, Chris, when you tried to push Nick over?
I began to lose my balance and eventually I fell over backwards.
Yeah, OK, so you were kind of trying to push Nick backwards, as in backwards for Nick, but you ended up falling backwards as well, obviously not actually falling, because we're all very safe here. But yeah, so what did we see there?
Well, an action had an equal and opposite reaction. So let's imagine then that the Coanda effect is encouraging the air to move around the ball to the left. Well, if the air is being pulled to the left, the ball must be being pushed to the right. So that means that the ball, if it were to move to the left, Coanda effect causes the air to stick to the ball and move around to the left as well, which pulls the ball back to the right again. And if the ball moves to the right, the Coanda effect pulls the ball back to the left. So that's why we saw the ball wobbling backwards and forwards a bit, but essentially staying in the middle, because every time it tried to move to the left, it would move to the right and back again.
OK, well, thanks for that explanation, Hugh. So there we go. That's how we managed to levitate a ping pong ball in the kind of vertical stream of air going upwards from a hairdryer. Chris and Nick, does that all make sense, Chris?
Yeah, it made perfect sense. It's great.
OK, we always like to hear that. So, Nick, did you like the experiment?
Yeah, it was great and it made perfect sense.
Oh, good. I'm very, very glad, actually. And are you guys going to try and do this at home now as well? Because I can imagine if people do not expect what's going to happen, they'll think you're a bit of a magician, actually. What do you think, Chris?
Definitely.
OK, and yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to try it and also turn the hairdryer and see if it stays up.
OK, well, that's just a quick point we could end on, isn't it? But, I mean, I don't think we've got time to show it, but if people do try this at home and actually tilt the hairdryer, can they keep the ball in the air?
Well, that's perhaps one of the most remarkable parts of this, that if you do tilt the hairdryer even as much as 45 degrees from the vertical, the ball will still stay magically levitated.
I think there are some magic shows waiting to happen all across the east of England here. So all using the power of science, of course. So there you go. Thanks very much to Hugh Hunt and to Nick and Chris as well at Norwich School. And we'll be back next time with some more science so that you can do at home. So until then, it's goodbye.
Thank you very much to Derek, Hugh, Christian and Nick at Norwich School. Next week, the Kitchen Science crew are going to be in Northamptonshire, where they'll be making a